Anna, a few weeks ago, you dared me something.
I did.
You dared me to go and try some watermelon balls.
To lose your watermelon ball virginity, yes. And you took it literally.
I did take it literally. and I'm delighted to say that I went to the supermarket one cold January evening. And I went and tasted those bad boys. And not only did I taste it, but I videoed it for your pleasure.
Well, it was very pleasurable to watch. And it's over on our Instagram, actually, if you're interested in seeing Claire messing up and not eating them defrosted, but eating them frozen, which was not what was meant to happen, was it? So if you would like to watch Claire...
trying watermelon.
We are at Slimming World Podcast over on Instagram. And you know what? It made me chuckle. It was definitely a way to burn some calories watching you. What did you think of them?
I just think, for me, it's like the texture was weird. Well, this is the thing with me with fruit, right? I'm not a fruit person.
No,
and I've really struggled with getting used to it over the years.
But a frozen melon ball is not what any of us really enjoy.
I suppose in your head, whenever you're having something frozen and sweet, you want it to be like ice cream.
Yeah, were you expecting like an ice lolly or ice cream hit and it just was a frozen melon ball?
I remember the first time I tried coconut and I wanted it to taste like Bounty
and was
severely disappointed.
Coconut actually tastes not very much fresh coconut, does it?
And the milk.
The milk.
That weird
milk.
White juicy stuff. Nobody. I'm not videoing me drinking that, that's for sure.
Oh my God. Yeah. So if you want to catch some more highlights of what we do, what we've got to offer on this podcast, do head on over to our Instagram. Also, subscribe to this podcast. We're on every kind of platform you can imagine. So how do they get us? How do they get a hold of us, Claire?
Well, if you're listening to us for the first time on the web, and maybe you've gone through anchor.fm/slimmingworldpodcast. We're also on Apple Podcasts if you're an iPhoner. And we're on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts. So somehow we've magically spread our wings.
We have, haven't we?
Over the podcast world. So the main thing is, if you can, follow us or subscribe to us, whichever app you use. And even we are delighted to say that some of you have rated us and you've left us little cheeky reviews. And we don't know who you are, so we must thank you for leaving us a little review, particularly Lisa. In West Sussex.
Yes, like, Lisa, you made us smile.
I don't actually even know where West Sussex is.
Oh, it's near... West Sussex is like Brighton, isn't it?
Is
around
it?
There? My geography's really
well, you're
bad.
The southern one.
Yeah, I'm the southern one. It doesn't mean I know where things are. But West Sussex has got to be like Hove and Brighton. I'm almost certain of it. So thank you. You know, the fact that you are leaving us reviews is absolutely mental. Claire's pointing at the review, but I haven't got my glasses on, so I can't blink and read it that far away. I'm getting old, Claire.
We've got matching glasses
we
today.
We have. Claire, you can read it. I can't. I actually, even with my glasses, can't see that far. What is lovely Lisa saying about us?
She says, as a fellow Slimming Worlder and a podcast fan, this podcast was right up my street. More please.
Aww.
And the Evil Broccoli, which is just an awesome name to read and say and everything. I love their honesty and I find myself both nodding my head and laughing whilst listening. Can't wait to hear more. Thank you. That means so much. Well, we're going to come to more of your comments and your reviews as we do the next couple of episodes, actually, because we've been truly overwhelmed by the really nice comments and things that you've said. Because I guess the first two episodes, we did kind of bare our souls a little bit, didn't we?
I don't think we realised how much we bared our soul until my husband listened to it and he was like, oh my God, Anna, even I didn't know most of that. Like, you didn't
really?
Know that inner, yeah, which was really shocking when you're married to someone. You think that they've, because they've been through it with you, they kind of know everything. But he was really like, that's a very brave thing to do. But for me, it's just who I am and it's part of my journey. And I think what you said so much was that, you know, it's really important to be honest with yourself, isn't it? And the only way you can do that is by telling the truth. So, yeah, you're going to hear more about melon balls. You can hear more about chocolate, booze, all sorts of things, aren't you?
Funny enough, about the melon balls, my mum sent me a text saying that I'd convinced her to go and try some and she put them in her Tesco shop.
Had she?
Yeah. I don't know what the review is for that. Maybe we need to do a video of my mum trying
Could
melon balls.
Could you send
balls.
Her a text and tell us to frost them, though, please?
I think please, she read that please, bit. Please. Yeah.
Oh, did
yeah,
she? Oh, I'm
yeah,
so glad
she saw
to
that.
Hear.
So today's episode is chocolate. We don't really need to add any more words. If you have clicked on this episode, oh man, the C word.
The C word. Oh, that stuff. fills you with so much joy, but also so much fear and horror. And yeah, for me, it's been my demon. It's going to be my absolute demon in my life.
Well, we were sat in group, weren't we, in the first couple of weeks of January thinking, this word comes up a lot.
So much.
You know,
so
there much. Isn't a group that goes by where somebody doesn't mention that they're struggling with a sugar addiction or chocolate addiction more specifically. And one of the members in the Saturday group has actually quit chocolate altogether, hasn't
she? Brilliant.
I mean, what's it been, 3 months or something like that? And she's like, once you just take it out, for her, it was a trigger. She had to step away. And that was it. Just like, say, I've done with alcohol.
And her weight loss has soared because she's not adding that trigger in. And I think the really, really important thing that we've all got to acknowledge about chocolate, if you're in the camp like I was, one piece was going to start me off on a road to hell and 50 pieces was never going to satisfy me. Claire was just talking before about waiting for that thing to kick in where you're satisfied or you get that, like, I'm done with it. And I don't know about you guys with chocolate. I never get it. At my height of my weight issues, I would eat 16 Snickers bars, probably about an hour. I could easily do it. It'd be in secret, so no one would know, but I'd feel sick. I'd feel knackered. I'd feel horrible, but I was waiting for that fulfillment from the chocolate.
You keep going, don't you, thinking, it's going to hit me. It's going to hit me. Yeah. Nope, still not hit me. Okay, I'm going to keep going. Going to keep going. I actually, I was bought... This is silly, really, but when I was 18, I was revising from A-levels and I was bought a box of Cadbury's cream eggs, right? There's 48 in a box. I ate 26 in one day because I counted all the wrappers at the end of the day.
Lord.
And like, I mean, these are the kind of silly things that we do. Yeah. You with your Snickers, you know, a lady in group the other day talked about eating 9 Kit Kats one after the other.
I was just thinking then, when the reason I said, oh my Lord, is that it's not even the chocolate, it's the sweet bit inside, isn't it? Like, you must have been bouncing off the walls.
I don't, you know, it's just silly, but you kind of think to yourself, we are reasonably intelligent people with
some intelligence. I don't know what you're talking about.
With some amount of common sense.
Yeah.
What are we doing? It's almost like you're not awake. You're sleepwalking your way through this. And often for me, I'll be watching the TV and my mouth will be open and food will be entering in and I have no idea. I couldn't even weigh it to you. I couldn't even tell you how many tins. But my mouth is open and there's something movement happening and going in there. And it's a weird thing. And I think what's also interesting is how quickly you can step away from this, but it very, very quickly comes back in. I mean, I was saying when off mic, last night I had that.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah, I was just in on a Saturday night on my own for the first time in ages. That always makes me feel a little bit anxious. I think for me, that's a trigger.
Really?
Just boredom, maybe a bit of loneliness, not much company.
Well, that's my dream night. You can tell I've got a toddler. Quiet on my own. Should we swap? You can go around my house. Have Daisy. No.
But it, you know, and I haven't done that for months.
Yeah.
And then I found myself and I thought, okay, this is an interesting situation. I will keep going and see if that thing hits. And it didn't. And it never came, exactly as you say. So I guess from our point of view, because we've been around these circles a lot, lots and lots of times, what kind of advice do we give to ourselves, really, and to others, of how do you stop this cycle?
I think you've got to acknowledge that it is a massive trigger. I had to do it. I gave up chocolate for 2 years through the help of hypnosis, and now I have a much better relationship with it, so that I can stop now. But
what do they do in hypnosis? I don't understand.
So for a lot of people, so I've had hypnosis for a lot of things. Smoking and chocolate were the two biggest things. So I used to smoke a lot. And for me, with the smoking, they put the fear into me. So they showed me I was in a cancer ward dying of lung cancer. And that suggestion...
Really?
Yeah, it was brutal. But that suggestion was strong enough that I haven't had a cig in nearly 14 years. With the chocolate, it was about showing me how I used the chocolate, how the chocolate was almost stopping me from achieving my dreams. And when you think about it in that context, that's quite deep, isn't it? But so many people believe they can have a piece of chocolate. If it is your trigger, a piece of chocolate is just going to open the door. So I think you've got to be honest enough with yourself to say, I can't factor this in small amounts. If that is you, I've got to step away. Like my lovely member has said, I'm stepping away, because she knows that a Freddo or a Curly Whirly is not going to touch the sides. So I think the first point of call is acknowledging it and not trying to go, oh, I'll be fine, I'll be fine, it'll be all right, because we don't want to give it up. It tastes blinking lovely, doesn't it? So acknowledgement is the first key, and then kind of working out, for me, why did I need it so much? Because actually it wasn't the chocolate I needed, it was the feeling the chocolate gave me. Does that
what
true?
Like the kind of the more pull on it psychologically or emotionally,
like, I feel rubbish, or I need to pick me up, or do you know what, I deserve it, the reward, because it raises your endorphins, doesn't it? It raises your dopamine, it makes you feel fab. So actually, how else could I feel fab without the chocolate hit that's going to cost me so many sins and actually lead me down a road where I'm not going to get to where I want to be? So really thinking about your emotions, also looking at when it happens. Do you have a time of day or night where you know you could possibly have a wobble?
Evening.
Right. So mine's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yours is evening. So having a plan then, like if you know that 4 o'clock, like for me, I have a sugar drop, I feel lethargic, I feel tired, what do I need to do in the earlier part of the day? What do I need to do at that point so that chocolate doesn't hit me? For me, it's something really boring, but it's water. Like keeping hydrated. We're both looking at our glasses of water that we haven't drunk. So really, really making sure that you keep hydrated so that you don't hit that point. Also distraction. I'm a big one for distraction. If you are feeling a bit like I need to eat something, walk away from the situation if you can, and do something different. So there are a couple of things that I put in place so that it doesn't, you know, weigh heavy on my mind, that I'm always thinking about it. Because when I stopped giving up smoking, and I don't know if anybody's the same, all I could think about was cigarettes. And when I stopped chocolate, it obsessed in my mind. So I have to make sure that it's not becoming something I think about too much.
I've been reading quite a lot recently, as I've kind of walked away from like the alcohol at the moment. Quite a few people are talking about glucose. Yes. And the link between glucose and willpower.
Ah.
So when you give something up, often you rely on willpower, and that will never sustain you.
No.
Because you feel like you're depriving yourself. Willpower runs out, but yeah, having a choice rather than feeling like you deprive yourself
is the
aim of the game. Yeah. But initially, when you walk away from something, like say Dry January, you move away from the booze, then you need to have, your body asks for more glucose to make up for it, and the best source of glucose will be sugar, because it's a quick boost of your glucose rates. So they're trying to do more research into the link between when you are quitting something with food and drink, whether that boosts a sugar addiction. So the link between those two.
Yeah.
And you know me, I like to nerd out. I like to go
nerding
and look at the science behind what is the real thing behind what am I going through and feeling here. So I'm going to look into that a lot more and see what this research is coming out.
That'd be very interesting to look at. A really interesting thing with chocolate, if you are craving it, and my members think I'm nuts when I tell them this in group, is broccoli. How random is that? Broccoli contains a lot of the minerals that your body is seeking when you're craving chocolate. Now, the last thing you probably want to think about is a head of broccoli when you are wanting a galaxy ripple, right? But actually, if you can know that you're getting that broccoli hit within your day, your cravings will also drop.
So what is it? Magnesium?
I think it is magnesium that's in the broccoli. There's a whole table that I've lost that we need to dig out that tells you about what vegetables and what fruit can give your body the hit that you're looking for in kind of refined foods. It's very, very interesting, because when you take it down to a chemical thing, you go, actually, my body is kind of deficient in something or needs a boost of something. So yeah, baked broccoli I love with soy sauce when I'm really craving chocolate.
Isn't that interesting? So like if bread is your thing, for instance, there'll be an equivalent that will give you
totally. But we don't have joy from broccoli or, you know, like steamed celery, do we? But we equate the chocolate, the biscuits, the cake with the joy. Another really great thing to acknowledge is about craving. So a craving for something, especially sweet, will only last about 3 minutes. So if you can divert your attention for that first 3 minutes and almost forget about it, you're far more likely to not eat it. It's when you have that urge, don't you? It's like something comes in and you're like, I've got to eat it. If you hit it at that time, you're only going to want more of it. But if you can kind of almost stand and reflect and go, actually, I'm a bit annoyed or I'm a bit tired, what do I need to do? That can really help too.
Yeah, 3 minutes is nothing, isn't it? It's like a lot of the kind of hippie stuff out there, and I do buy into it and I do see the benefit, but like, you know, of meditation, these daily calms and
mindfulness.
My app that I go to is Headspace, actually.
I've heard loads about that.
You do have to pay for it when you kind of get into the more detailed stuff, and I think with Daily Calm you do. There's free stuff, but then you can pay extra. It's not breaking the bank kind of stuff. It's like equivalent of like a countdown really for a year.
Or think about what you spend in chocolate, right?
Yeah. You know, like a 6-week countdown is going to be like a Headspace subscription for a year.
Is that it?
What they do is they do like kind of different, they title them differently. So exactly what you're saying, when you kind of feel, oh my God, I just want to open my mouth and put chocolate in it right now, then you have to stop and say, but why?
Yeah.
And listen to a 3-minute meditation, and they call them all different things like handling sadness, creativity, difficult conversations. So whatever it is, he gives a little bit of a pep talk. He guides you through a very short meditation. It's like, even the other week I was going to go and meet a new friend, for instance, and we'd spoke online for a long time, and it was like a girl
date. Do you mean a date? Oh, it was a girl date.
You know, we're like, are we gonna be friends? I don't know. And I felt actually quite anxious, by the time I got there, I'd driven through country roads, which I don't do very often, and so I thought, I need to just like pull myself together. So I took time out, had 3 minutes brilliant. Where I just closed my eyes, sat in my driving seat, keys off, obviously, keys in the trunk, but and just kind of gathered my thoughts and thought, right, what is it? And the real thinking that was going underneath was, I'm anxious, this really means something, I really want to, I hope this person's going to be as genuine and nice as I think they are. So when you kind of connect with actually what you're thinking and feeling,
it makes a massive difference.
So meditation is one of those ways that you can do that. The 3-minute step away, great,
really helps. But also another really important thing to look at is, how much do you want to lose weight? Do you really, 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 really want to lose it? We were saying this yesterday in group about being properly on it, right? If you know that chocolate is an issue for you, it is going back to that premise of, I am choosing my weight loss over my chocolate. And it's being that strong with it. And I really used to struggle with saying that to people. Actually, I wish you could eat all the chocolate, drink all the wine, have all the roast potatoes and be the size you want to be. But something has to change. And I think for most of us who are chocolate fans, it's acknowledging, that's my demon. Like for me, a Lindor chocolate ball is the gate open to hell. I don't know if anybody else, do you like a Lindor chocolate ball?
I really like them. I was just going to say, actually, there'll be some people listening to this who don't want to step away, and they want from us some quick wins of things that are reasonably low-ish sins. And for me, actually, that's on my list.
Is it?
The lint ball is 4 sins. Yeah. I mean, these things change. So you've got to go on the app and check. But it's just one ball.
Could you just have one Lindor ball?
Suck on that and your mouth fills with chocolate. I don't want to brush my teeth for like days. Sorry. But like, it's just so rich. Whereas a Freddo for me is what, 5 sins? And I could eat that in 2 bites.
Isn't that interesting? So a lint ball will trigger me to eat about 56 more. But a Freddo, I'm all right with. Because I melt the Freddo down. I have him with strawberries, a few grapes. Yeah, him. He's a him, isn't it? I have him with some grapes, a little bit of banana.
I suppose it is, actually, Fred.
And I make him... No, let's be gender neutral. I eat the Freddo, no. And I literally use it as like a fondue, whereas a Lindt chocolate ball, I could swallow it in one, babe.
Really?
Yeah. So, other small wins. A frozen curly whirly.
Someone else said this. I mean, for me, it's more about the sugar hit. I do like the chocolate, but other things that have worked. The Muller Light yogurts.
Oh, the donut ones.
The meringue nests.
Oh, I love a meringue nest.
Also work. The Halo ice cream, you know, and the Breyers ice cream.
Do you all know about these low-sin ice creams? If you
I only told my brother and his fiancé about this, and their mind was blown.
The thing about these ice creams, and there are so many brands, is that if you love a tub of ice cream, it used to be my thing on a Saturday night, like a Ben and Jerry's, and we're talking like 60, 70, 80, 90 sins, depending on which one you have. You can have a full tub of these ice creams for like 18 sins. So share your tub of ice cream and you're still within your sins. It's like a game changer, because you can do what you want to do almost and not feel any guilt. You can do it and still lose weight. They are brilliant.
Bloody nightmare to weigh, though. I tried weighing the ice cream on my scales, and it just slips and slides all over the place.
Shall I give you a little tip? What? You put your bowl on the scales and then weigh it with no ice cream in and then put the ice cream in and then the weight difference is how much you'd have.
Oh, that's clever,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
That's really clever.
I
like,
can tell you've done
balls,
this. You've
eat
done this.
Melon balls defrosted. I think everything I explained to Claire has to have a disclaimer.
Do they have more speed if they're frozen?
Yeah, because you have to use your teeth to jump at them. Yeah, the ice cream's a really good one. Another one for me is squirty cream and jelly.
Oh, but I mean, how do you
Claire
measure...
just looked at me like...
Who knows what goes on again, in your household on a Saturday night?
We've got a toddler, nothing interesting. So again, I put the bowl on the scales and then squirt into the bowl.
How do you measure it though?
So that's what I do. So I weigh the scales... weigh the bowl and then squirt the cream in and the difference is how much I've had.
See, jelly is a bit of a risky one though, isn't it?
The tubs. I buy the pre-bought tubs.
Okay.
Yeah, like
yeah, because the sachets
Harbison's
are unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. No, the no added sugar, only 1.5.
Okay.
Another tip, frozen grapes sprinkled in lemon and lime, no added sugar jelly and frozen are like candy, proper hard sweet candy.
Really?
That's a good one. Yep. Should I give you one more?
Go on then.
So, Müller Light with chocolate sprinkles, some hot chocolate powder mixed with quark, all whipped together and frozen in little ice cube trays. They are like a chocolate ice creamy moussey thing.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Or one more.
Okay, go on then.
Sorry.
She's on a roll
I'm
now.
On a tangent. A Milky Bar mousse. Have you spotted them?
No.
They're sold in all big supermarkets. They're 4 cents for the mousse. Freeze it. It's like white chocolate ice cream. With a Fibre One Plus, have you seen them? The little brownies, the chocolate
yes,
brownies,
yeah.
4 cents. For 8 cents, you've got ice cream and brownie. Yeah, mind blown, isn't it?
That is good.
Yeah.
The hot, I mean, that this is all good, that's all frozen stuff. It's not quite that time of year. For me, the hot chocolates are keeping
oh,
me going.
Yeah.
And a marshmallow as oh. well. I put in a marshmallow in my hot chocolate. I mean,
do you like a flump?
A flump? Oh my goodness, you're taking me back now.
Do you know what Phil and I used to do with flumps? No. We,
Jesus.
When we were poor students, we'd get like a line of candles, like tea lights, two wooden skewers and get a flump each and like toast the marshmallows over candles. Yeah. But it was really great because it took hours to like do and it was only 1.5 cents and it was active and it was, yeah, shall I move on? Yeah. An insight into my marriage.
I have to remind myself that this is not an explicit podcast yeah. occasionally.
There is no explicit sexual detail in my flumps, I promise you. Yeah, but a hot chocolate is a really good call.
Hot chocolate, and that's also how the lady in our group says that, you know, walking away from chocolate, having that taste, I suppose, or that little hit every so often.
Yeah.
And it's not going to damage your weight loss. You're talking 2.5 cents for a Belgian chocolate options one. And you put more water in and it fills you up a bit longer.
Yes. We've got another girl who does something amazing. She gets the flavoured chocolate milk with the chocolate options and then puts marshmallows. I'm sure she puts like a crunchy or some honeycomb in it. So it's a big event.
Mm.
So it she really sits down, she enjoys it, she relaxes rather than shoving a Freddo in a gob and not really tasting it. So I think really spending time on something you enjoy is nice, isn't it?
What's got me through... this last few days, although now I'm kind of wondering whether it was a bit of a gateway to my splurge last night, in the Healthy Extra B options, there is, it's not in the book, but it's on the app, and it's the, you mentioned Fibre One, there's the popcorn bar, so there's
beautiful.
A chocolate popcorn bar, and there's a peanut butter popcorn bar, and so one juicy. Of those, just a bit like your hi-fi bars, we haven't even mentioned hi-fi
bars.
Just
going to talk about hi-fi
They're one of those is your Healthy Extra B.
They're
and
tasty.
So if you really need that sugar hit and you don't want to throw your sins on it,
that's
maybe
call.
That's a way that
yeah.
you can do it.
Another good call again is the hi-fi bars, because they are so sweet, aren't they? And so chocolatey. And you get two of them for your B choice, or just 3 sins. Another tip. Weetabix cake. I don't know if you've ever made that, or
so
baked oats.
I recently recognised that there was this chocolate Weetabix, and there's an incredible lady on Instagram who, the Pudding Queen, I think.
Oh, I've not spotted her.
And she really kind of thinks outside the box in different types of recipes for sweet lovers. In fact, I will find in 2 seconds exactly what her Instagram is, because we should give her a shout out. Because for me, I've made tiramisu, I've made gattos, I've made trifles, Knickerbocker glories, everything. And the way that she makes it look really kind of makes you think, yeah, I'm enjoying this. You know, the little boxes of Smarties are great as well.
Yeah. So you're good with miniatures, right? Whereas I really struggle with multi-packs.
I've got a multi-pack of miniatures in there and I'm in the house on my own, who's going to know how many of those miniatures I've had?
Well, that's another thing I've had to recognise. I can't buy... The only things I can buy in multi-packs is toilet roll and nappies. Because that's where I really struggle. Because I go to myself, oh, that will last a week and it doesn't even make it home from the supermarket.
No, it doesn't.
So really acknowledging that if that's an issue with you, a single chocolate bar is a really great way to go. I've got a lovely guy who put all the money he would have spent on chocolate bars away and he bought himself two of the most beautiful handmade hats. So we got something really amazing out of, you know, staying away from the chocolate. So if you are going down that route of like abstinence, don't look at it as giving something up. Look at it as, oh my God, I'm empowering myself and I'm choosing something and look what I'm going to get out of it at the end.
Blinking heck.
What's so, that?
No, I was just thinking that's amazing.
Oh,
they saved that money.
I was thinking, oh, blinking heck. I thought that was someone we had to follow on Instagram. So
the lady that I was talking about is Slim and World Pudding Queen. She's lost 6.5 stone.
No
and
way.
She's in the UK as well, which I love. And ironically, you're following her.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Right.
Just so you know.
I follow about 75 million people and the whole Instagram.
And we all matter, Anna, don't we?
We all matter. No, but do you know what? I do love watching people on Instagram and that inspiration for food. I mean, look at my Instagram. It's like chicken. It's like, oh, look at these. These are little kind of low-sin sweet treats that we've just spotted as well. So going down the sweet aisle might be better than the chocolate. Did you know that Chew-Its are only 5.5 sins a tube? Did you know that?
I
love Chew-Its. Do you not
well,
remember them from school?
The big thing that you can... If you are a sugar addict, hold your hand up right now. I'm sure there are many of us. But what you'll find, go on the app and or on online and go and check the sin value of your favourite things, right? And you will be surprised right now at some of the differences in sins.
Yeah.
Because last year we saw the sugar tax come in from the government.
Yes.
And what that made a lot of the manufacturers do
drop
the sugar. And so Slim and World had to go out and re-evaluate a lot of the sins. I mean, people like Milky Bar, for instance, have put out the things like the Wowsums.
Or the Wowsers and Nana's World.
And they are like... 3 sins for some of the smaller packs. And so you can actually get more chocolate for
your
sins.
Money. Yeah, I like that.
So it's worth revisiting because, you know, there may be some things. Like for me, a McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese, medium fries, vanilla milkshake with a McFlurry was my go-to meal, actually, once a week.
Yeah.
But... and I know what the sins are for that, and I don't even want to. It's never going to change. It's never going to get better.
No, it's so important. Yeah, we're not suddenly going to. Oh, it's sin free today.
But it might be that for me, crunchies, for instance, were something that I absolutely loved, and maybe I should go back and see.
Oh, crunchies only like 9.5 sins, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's whether you want to use it on that,
it's
and then you find
true.
You find little ways around.
Oh, yes, I am following her, the Slimming World Pudding Queen. Look at that. Ginger snap roll. Listen, guys, get on Instagram, get on all those things on Facebook. A pinch of nom is brilliant. So is Slimming World Eats as well if you're wanting some pudding ideas. But I think what we're trying to say around chocolate is either decide you're going to try... I'm thumping the table, I do apologise. Either decide that you're going to factor it in and you know it's not going to trigger you to a really dark place or acknowledge what it does to you and that you may need to make some big changes around it.
Mm, you've given me a lot of things to think about.
I'm off to the supermarket. I really am. I'm going to go and stock up on things like Milky Bar mousses and stuff that doesn't have as much trigger and loads of fruit. Because I think if you enjoy it with loads of other things, then it seems more like a Freddo on his own. Little poor Fred. He isn't very big, is he?
No, he's
not. Do you know what I mean? But melted down
about size.
Amongst other friends. He's
Look, we know that there are many of you listening who are sugar addicts, who are chocolate addicts. Please send us your ideas of how you get through this or what you do. Our email address is slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. We're obviously on an Instagram as well, @slimmingworldpodcast. And the main thing is, look, the things that we're telling you here, we're not medical types, we're not doctors or anything like that. And we are not officially affiliated with Slimming World. These are things that we've learned from, you know, the 8 stone that we've lost between us and the 30 groups that we've kind of sat in as members. So we will always continue to learn and be inspired by other Slimmer World members. So do get in touch with us. Do you want to say anything else?
I'm just thinking about, I can see Tesco's from here and thinking, how quickly can I get there?
That's how sad I am.
Next time on the podcast, we are going to be talking about calcium.
Oh.
And how calcium is key. With the new Healthy Extra A's. We've done a bit of geeking out, haven't we, Anna?
Oh, Claire, the things you've taught me in the last 48 hours about calcium, I don't think I'll ever get over, actually. Yeah, but I know it's scaring a lot of people having the second Healthy Extra A choice. So we want to explain to you why, we want to explain to you how, and the benefits and the things you can do to really get the most out of them.
Absolutely. We'll see you next time.